What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Five Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, Tuesday, and man, it's hot. It is 5:05, and it is 98 degrees. Humidity is off the chart, so it feels like 105. Oh, let me just give you my gripe of the day. God, I don't want to have a gripe of the day. Well, it's Tuesday. I guess I can have a gripe of the day. Facebook, for some reason, restricted me from boosting posts and advertising posts and stuff like that. So, I mean, I do that all the time. So all of a sudden, I'm restricted. And I go in there, I'm trying to figure out why that is. And of course, it's Facebook. There's not an actual, real, live human being anywhere in this process. So it says, yeah, you are restricted from running ads. Why? You violated some of our rules. Okay. Now I'm trying to think what rules did I violate. Then it says, if you would like, you may, quote, request a review. And it will be addressed. Okay. Well, I'm going to play the little reindeer games. I requested the review. Probably within 60 seconds, I got a thing coming back saying the review is complete. So I knew it wasn't a human being. But I open it up. It's like, yeah, we made a mistake. My God, it's like the meta golden ticket. Honest to goodness, how do you get this? I don't know how it happens. And I'm reading here. I'm going to share it with you because I don't know anybody who's ever gotten something like this. It's just absolutely amazing. It says, we made a mistake. We're sorry. Your account is no longer restricted. And I thought, well, fan-flippin-tastic. Excellent, Facebook AI dude or dudette. As you know, I mean, I don't know how the AI identifies. What do I know? It's a robot. Anyway, so it says, yeah, you are no longer restricted. Get back to spending money with us, advertising and boosting. And I still can't. Because, and here's the weird thing, I'll share this, then I'll get on to more important stuff. When I go to my Facebook professional dashboard, down below it says, you are restricted from advertising. Right above it, it says, you are no longer restricted, we've removed the restrictions, and when you click on it, it says, we apologize, our AI accidentally or inadvertently, incorrectly identified you as someone to be restricted, and you're not restricted. And again, please give us more money for meta advertising. But it still won't work. Okay, I feel better now. Well, actually, I don't, but I shared, and it's one of the privileges of having a, you know, little show. What is in the Abigail Spamberger J.R. Tucker television commercial that is absolutely positively untrue? Anybody notice? Well, guess what? A whole slew of people noticed. Let me start with a couple who did not quite get it right. Deb from Canton. Deborah says, Jeff, her ad had a rainbow time every time she switched scenes. Now it's down to one rainbow. Such an offensive ad. All right. You know what's weird? I don't think I noticed the rainbow in it, but I'll go back. I'll take a look because, as you know, that Abigail Spamberger, J.R. Tucker High School ad is, well, it's running, what, every 7 minutes on every television station everywhere? Yeah. But no, that's not what I was talking about. Lori down in North Chesterfield says, Jeff, well, she's not bipartisan. That's true. She's not. She was one of the most partisan members ever. But that, even that's not it. 804 says, Jeff, she claims she's the most bipartisan member in Congress in Virginia. All right. Also, you know, a bunch of nonsense. But no, here is the winner. 804 says, Jeff, when CIA Abby went to J.R. Tucker, there were no hallways there. It was the campus day of schools. The new Tucker, just built a few years ago, does have hallways. But when Spamberger went there, there were no hallways. Keep up the good work, Jeff. Thank you. They're absolutely right. Absolutely right. There were no hallways there. None. So when Spamberger does this whole commercial talking about how she had walked the hallways at J.R. Tucker, she couldn't even tell you the truth about that. Wow. Steve the painter. Someone else. Steve says, Jeff, there were no hallways at J.R. Tucker. And it goes on and on. So here's what I'm thinking. It's another strategic error on the part of CIA Abby. You would think, seriously, you would think, with her vast experience in the intelligence world, that she would say to her crew, hey, listen, I want to do this thing at my old high school. The thing is, my old high school isn't there anymore. It's this new high school, and so we got to come up with something that works. Somebody said, "Oh well, you got to say that you walked the halls of the high school." What shouldn't she have said? Well, I didn't actually walk the halls of the high school because we didn't have hallways. Is she counting on just such a high turnover of residents in the Commonwealth that they wouldn't know, or people outside the area? I'm sorry, that's just, it's sad. It's not the only thing that, in my opinion, should disqualify her from getting any closer to the executive mansion than a fully guarded, escorted tour. But take a listen to cut number one.
The fact that the Trump administration is actually not following through on what they said. They said the focus was on safety and security of our communities, and in fact, they are not going after criminals. They are going after family members. They are making kids in schools afraid that if they get off the school bus, their parents might not be there when they get home. And the reality is that, you know, anyone who has violated the law, committed a crime, should be prosecuted. And ultimately, if they don't have legal status, deported after that, right? That's in the criminal space. But the use of local police and state police resources to enforce civil immigration infractions, not only is it not actually doing the work of ensuring that, you know, those who have committed crimes are out of our communities or held accountable, but it's actually a distraction of resources, both in terms of personnel hours and money, from actually keeping our community safe from, you know, any sort of community, you know, by ensuring any type of community policing, let alone any sort of law enforcement action. So as governor, certainly, you know, my priority is always going to be the safety of our communities and ensuring that local law enforcement and the state police have what they need to be able to keep our community safe.
So in other words, she's all on board with the illegal aliens. All right, got it. Well, I mean, why don't you say it? Come on, just say it. Hey, listen, I've decided I care more about the TDA gang members and the MS-13 gang members who are here illegally than I do about your daughters. Just come out and say it. We'll all be better served that way. We really will. We really will. It's just so painful to hear her skirt and twist and obfuscate. It's craziness. Absolute craziness. All right, we got my buddy Dr. Keith Abelow joining us at 5:35. A lot of stuff to talk about with the good doctor, and I do want to remind you, a couple of things you need to be aware of. First of all, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., you have Rich Herrera in Richmond's Morning News. Rich is, I know, going to be analyzing some of the stuff that was said by Abigail Spanberger. I know he's going to be listening to Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle Sears, figuring out what she said and sharing that on the air, talking about Congressman John McGuire. We have a lot of folks this afternoon. And you'll make sure, I hope, that, like me, you'll be listening to Rich first thing tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Rich Herrera hosting Richmond's Morning News. Okay? And everything that happened today will be available at WRVA.com. If, in fact, you missed Congressman McGuire or you missed Lieutenant Governor Sears, you'll simply go to WRVA.com. You can listen, you can download, you can share. In fact, you should do all of the above. 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I absolutely love my friends over at the Good Feet Store. Why? Because every single day they help people feel better. They help people get back to living the life they love. There's so many of us that have had some sort of a foot issue, right? You got a pain in our foot. We're going, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Maybe we figure out, well, get some arch supports. Drop into the drug store or the convenience store or the supermarket. We think, oh yeah, we're going to get high quality products over there. And nothing against those folks, but they're not the arch support experts. The arch support experts are only found at the Good Feet Store. That's why I have been a loyal customer of the Good Feet Store for about 20 years. And I will tell you today, as I've told you for 20 years, you need to budget a few minutes. Why? Because it is all about the free personal fitting. You will feel the difference immediately. You will take that test walk. And if you're like me, you're going to say, don't even think about taking them out of my shoes. I'm walking right out of here with them. Stone Village Way, right near Mission Barbecue in Midlothian. Short Pump near Cabela's in Wegmans. And online, goodfeet.com. That's goodfeet.com.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Taking a look at a note I just got from my friends Sarah, Debbie, Reynolds and Power Home Team over at Keller Williams. They said, Jeff, we were working with Robert after he had worked with another realtor. He's having a lot of issues with communication and follow-up. He wasn't sure what was actually being done to market his home, if he was getting the views or the offers, and he actually had to constantly chase them for information. Took him months. But Robert simply had enough, reached out to us. Well, Sarah and Debbie said, we know good communication is critical to success, and they engaged in that. So what happened? They immediately saw the missteps from the other agent. They got them corrected. They had a fresh plan tailored to his home. Every step of the way, they're reaching out to him with updates, results of marketing. You know what happened, right? Yeah, they quickly found Robert a buyer. Within days of going on the market with them, they were able to sell Robert's home for over the listing price. That's what they do every day. It's why they're my realtors. 844-902-SOLD. 844-902-SOLD. Online. Debbie has the RVABuyers.com. Debbie has the RVABuyers.com.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.